that means what? So be it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know, if you're in Jesus Christ, God, you know this, nothing new, if you're born again, we've been brought back, we've been redeemed back to God. We've been connected up to Him through Jesus Christ. And on top of that, just being connected to Jesus Christ, it doesn't stop there. He says, I'll send you the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. The very essence that I was when I walked this earth, the Holy Spirit is the Paraclete walking, the one who's walking beside you every step that you take in life, wherever you're stepping through, even if it's through a little bit of mire, even if it's through some hard spots, even if it's through some circumstances, and I don't want just the older people to think I'm just preaching to you. I'm also sharing this for the young people as well. You're not by yourself. How wonderful it is to know that God has pulled us back and He's caused us to become alive in Christ, we who were once dead in our trespasses and sins, and God made us alive through Christ. And He's given us the Holy Spirit, not just to be born again, but plugged us in to God's power to live life to the fullest, to the max. And, you know, there are days, you know this, when there are days in your house, ladies, a lot of times too, and I have to say this because I do the vacuuming in our house. That's all right because my wife does other things that I don't do. But there's certain days in our house we use a lot more juice, in a sense, power, than other days. And so whatever the need is, if it's a small need or if it's a large need or if we've got things going on, we get the family over and there's everything. Lights are on, the TV's on, the appliances are flying all over the place, and mashed potatoes are going here and there. They don't usually, but because I make them. But whatever power we need, it's always there and it's always sufficient. Whatever power you need for every day that you live, no matter what circumstances you're facing, no matter what you're ever going to go through, there is power enough for you to go through it and to meet your needs. Praise God. Amen. Plugged or connected to God. That's my message this morning. I want us to take a look at Zechariah, and I've got it, if we can have that on the screen. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. And so he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. At this time, Zechariah was saying this, and at the time that he was coming up to the temple, as he was coming into whatever he was doing at his time, the temple of God was half built. And the people sort of had a bit of a lull that was going on and when it's taking place. And when he spoke this, Zechariah spoke this, he could have used words, in a sense, stronger words, to rebuke the people to get them to move in action. And sometimes pastors have to poke and prod and rebuke with words. I ain't doing that this morning. I just want to encourage you this morning. I might talk a little bit on the loud side because I get excited when I preach, but you have to put up with me because I put up with you and we put up with each other. And Pastor Marion said it so eloquently. We are family. Don't be dismayed with the person next to you. They're part of your family that's going to heaven one day, and you're rubbing shoulders with them. But at this time, Zechariah, he was telling his people, when he spoke these words out, he was not giving them a rebuke, but what he was doing is alerting them that they had a responsibility that was lying right before them. It's a bit of a lull. Do you feel that sometimes, that there's a bit of a lull in your life? And you're going on, you've tried real hard at certain times, and all of a sudden you just sort of like lax off a little bit, but you know there's still something that has to be done, but you just sort of put things off, and God's, you hear sometimes the Spirit of God speaking to your heart? You need to do this. You need to change this. You need to go here. You need to look at this. You need to, whatever he's telling you, and you sort of like, you just keep on putting it off. I just don't have the power. And sometimes we get tired of trying to do things, helping God out, when he says so clearly, it's not by might. I get amazed, absolutely amazed. And it's not knocking on sports people or anybody else. They put a lot of strength, and people like to go to horse races and cars, car racing. They put a lot of emphasis on their physique and the power in their body, the muscles, the tone, and all the agility that they've learned and all the skills that they've learned, whether it's kicking a ball around or doing something or a hockey, playing in a hockey game or whatever it is, tennis ball. But you know, it only takes one virus and all those big people, all those strong people are in bed, coughing the guts out, needing antibiotics, because a little thing they can't even see has knocked them for a six. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit. There are things in the heavenlies, friends, that we cannot see, that God has revealed to us through his gospel and through the epistles that Paul wrote and the other people that wrote these things in the Word of God to let us know that we are in a warfare. And we can tire ourselves out by shadow boxing. Well, I'm going to do this. And you keep on boom, 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 and you keep on running. And I'm helping God, and I'm going to do this. And you keep on doing whatever you're doing, but it's all in your might and your power. And God says, slow down. Stop. He says it better in Psalms. Be still and know that I'm God. And he says again through Zechariah 4:6, be still. Just hold on. It's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by and through my Holy Spirit working in you. So we have to look at a couple things here this morning. I want us to take a look at another verse of Scripture in the New Testament. And these are Jesus' words. John chapter 15, we're all familiar with this. It's been preached on a lot, and some good preaching, by the way. Not only from me, but others that have preached on this. I am the way, Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. And in verse 5, it says, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He is the vine, we are the branches. Where are we getting our power from? He says, he who abides and he who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. You get a lot of stuff done and you're affecting and influencing people, even if it's in a grocery store. You're doing something for God. He says, for without me, you can do what? Nothing. Doesn't that make you feel a bit uncomfortable sometimes? Doesn't it make you feel, or maybe through the sound of what I'm saying right now, you've not thought about it this morning, but doesn't it make you sort of think, a double take, think, maybe I've just not been listening to God and I've been struggling, might and power and spit and sweat and whatever else, blood, sweat, and tears. But God's been trying to tell me all the time, be still. It's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Praise God. I'm going to give you a definition of a plug and say, oh, Pastor Chuck, You got to be joking. Is this a sermon? Yes, it's a sermon. We're going somewhere. And I have to go quick. A plug, by definition, is something used to stop up a hole. Think of your sinks, your bathtubs. They're on sewer grates, all kinds of stuff, all different kinds of places. You know, another definition is it's a type of a fishing lure. Whoever fishes, you know what I'm talking about. When you shoot a gun, there's a certain gun that you can shoot a plug out. It's not a bullet, it's a plug. That's another type of a plug. But another connotation of the word plug is you give a plug, for an advertisement, you put a plug in to get something of a particular matter that you want to get across into the public, and we do it a lot today with the media that we've got. But what we're looking at here today is it's a device. A plug is a device for connecting an appliance into a PowerPoint. Do we have any builders here? Anybody who's built before? Any ladies who use kitchen appliances? You know what we're talking about this morning. It is a device for connecting an appliance to a PowerPoint. What is our PowerPoint as Christians? This is our PowerPoint. It's your time with God. It's my time with God. Let me ask you a question. You don't have to raise your hands, but I could probably tell by the look on your face. I'll do it this way. Have you plugged into God today? Have you plugged into God during this past week? I'm not just talking about listening to songs. They've got words of God in them if you're listening to Christian songs. Remember this, what goes in comes out. If you're looking at iPads, if you're listening to a lot of stuff on your iPhone, whatever you've got, whatever devices you've got, your TV, big screen, whatever is going in, honey, is going to come out. And it's not only going in here to come out here, it's going in here. So it's also adjusting the way you think of how you do things or how you view things when you're in a situation. Are you looking at things that are perverse and twisted? I'm not talking about just pornography or something like that. I'm talking about the way the world is presenting things today of hopelessness, of trying to do things in people's own power, and they end up failures. That's being pumped into your head. There's nothing wrong with owning phones, I'm going to share some stuff this morning. Nothing wrong with that at all. Nothing wrong with having an iPad. Nothing wrong with having a laptop. But isn't it sort of silly if you're going through something that you're watching like as an escape mechanism? Well, I'm going to watch this because I like this person really, is cool. Or that person's got a really good voice. Or they're doing this. And it just sort of makes me relax a little bit. But they may be relaxing you a little bit, but they're also twisting your mind to what is it according to what the Word of God says? I don't want to play church this morning. And I don't want us to be a people playing church, just coming here. And then when we go home, it's all over. Nobody sees me. And where I go, what I do is my own business. Don't we realize that God sees everything, every place we go? Look at, we're seeing it now. The governments know exactly what you're doing, where you're going, what you're saying by those devices. So what makes you think, where do they get all that wisdom from? It's God's. But it's twisted. He twists it to pervert and twist the thinking. I don't want the young people to think the, square pastor. No, not square pastor. Let's be well-rounded and think about some of these things today. Jesus said, without me, if you're not in me and I'm not in you, without me, you can do nothing. We are in a spiritual warfare. Paul says it in Ephesians chapter 6. The warfare that we are in, it's all strategized by a mastermind called Satan, Lucifer, whatever you want to call him. Old Slewfoot, he has designed things to knock you for a six. He has designed marriages to break down. He has designed relationships to crumble. He has designed students and young people today to get on things that are just absolutely grinding their brains out and destroying a whole life that could have been productive. But we see a lot of results now for, and the young people especially, but it's not just young people. There's old people on drugs as well. But the young people today, they're just, and they're all over. They're glassy-eyed. That they live for a next fix. They've got to find it. They've got to sell it to make money. They're not plugged into God. They're not plugged into that power that God said, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Kenneth E. Hagin, powerful man of God, passed away a number of years ago now. Passed away, but he was a powerful preacher, a man of faith. Tremendous faith in this man. Tremendous meetings that he held, the people that got saved in healing in his ministry, prophetic mantle on him. When he started out in life, he was just in his early teens and had a, just to make a long story short, he had a disease that was affecting his heart, and he was dying from it. And he was in bed for a long time. And it was to a point with this disease that he actually felt himself slipping out of his body and going into hell. And he got saved. Just to make a long story, he got saved. One of the things I'm bringing out with, though, is this. After he got healed, he realized that, he found out, behind his bed was a PowerPoint. That's the way people look at it. If you say that to people, Jesus is power, they're thinking, it's like me saying there was a PowerPoint behind his bed. But what he realized was, is that he could have stuck in any appliance in the house that they had at that day, in those days, and it would have been enough power to make it go. He didn't see it. He didn't know it was there. And sometimes you can know it's there and you can tell people, but they don't see it, and they don't know, so they don't believe you. That's why it's more than just word. It's the demonstration of the power of God working in and through you. What kind of power are we talking about? It's not the kind of power that the world has, because the world generates power. We drive cars. We've got turbines that create electricity, all different ways of creating power sources for us, and we use it with high technology today. Is that the power that God's talking about? No. So what kind of power is he talking about? His spirit. The same spirit that God used to create the heavens and the earth, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the same spirit that raised you and I out of the deadness of our spirits, totally dead, and he raised us to life in Christ. And has given us his plan and purpose to do things that has jolted exactly. We were going that way, and when we got born again, God put us in that direction, 180 degrees from where we started. We thought that was it. We thought that was it, but it wasn't it. We would have died. So my message this morning, I just want to give an illustration really quick. We all know. I've got a hand-me-down that my granddaughters use, and Zoe especially, every time she comes over, it's like she's pulling this to use all the time. That's all right for games. We all know what these are. They're cell phones. And there's all kinds, but when we were growing up, if you're our age or even like in 40s, whatever, we did not have these little gadgets, man. I do not despise these gadgets because I can't. When I leave the house and I find out that I forgot it, I was at Sue Ellen's house for the prayer meeting one night, and I forgot my phone. I got, oh, my God. And Sue Ellen called and says, I got your phone. And I went straight back to get it, thanks to Rick. Drove all the way back to Minnemora Falls to get my phone. I felt naked without it, naked, without this little thing. There's all kinds of things. But the days that we were growing up, they had telephones. I'm not that old. And if I was, I'd be doing pretty good. But they had the kind of phones that, well, first of all, when I was in the 50s, they had these things that they were like, they were huge. And remember, they were those heavy phones that you could smash a brick wall with if you threw it. And the cords were real, like really thick cords, ugly looking things, man. And they dialed. Remember? We do, man. And then, you know, as time went on, they got rid of the old stuff and they had the new ones that came and you hooked them onto your wall. And they were connected to power with a cord. So you can go any, if you're smart, you had one at least in several rooms in your house. So if the phone rang and you were upstairs, you had one upstairs. You had one downstairs, maybe in the basement, I don't know. But we had phones that were connected by wire into the wall to a power source. And then we found out, they started to find out through a little bit of research from people's reactions that people sometimes they needed a little bit of an extension to go somewhere either in seclusion or to go to another part of the cubicle of the office. So they made extension cords. And so you guys think you got it bad. We used to get our phones, pick it all up, the cord, and go in the other room, drop the cord, and close the door with the cord still going through the door. Couldn't close it all the way, and talk. We thought that was good. And then they started coming out from the white phones. They started getting colors, different colored plastics. What a marvelous insight. What a marvelous invention, plastic phones. Today, what we've got is absolutely, what they've got onto for the technology is absolutely incredible. What is the one thing where this phone fails? Does anyone know where this phone, why this phone fails? It runs out of charge. Have you, or out of range. Have you ever been there? Well, you've got, well, you might have a full charge and you say, I can go anywhere now for 12 hours or whatever it is, you know. And then you, some days you get up and you think, I forgot to plug my phone in for charge, and I've gotten up and I'm looking at my charge and it's starting to go beep, 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 or the little red thing it's below. You gotta charge this thing. You only got about 10% battery or less. So I can't go anywhere. I need my phone. I've got my calls that I've got to make. Gotta charge it. That's the failure of this thing. It has to be charged. Now they got, I think, is it Bluetooth or whatever? That there's cordless charge? Yeah. These things are incredible. Now, these things are also incredible because, well, just today's smartphones, I just put a few down. They are extremely, extremely sophisticated to the point where you can actually run parts of NASA with these things. You can use them anywhere in the entire world with this and with the networks that they've got set up. And you can work into outer space as well. How does that grab you? That's a long extension cord, man. Think about it. That's a long extension cord. They've got the Galaxy X9 Plus. They've got the iPhone X. They've got Huawei the P20 Pro, they've got Samsung Galaxy S9, they've got et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it just keeps on going on. I looked at the top 10, but there's so many more phones that are available with the technology. These things, man, I do wonders on these things. Ask my wife. Ask Pastor Sue. I can touch a button without looking at it, and something happens where I wouldn't have known how to do it to begin with. But it happens. By my video, you'll see what I'm talking about. But all these things, it's just incredible, but they work with power, and they have to be charged. Are we that slow in thinking, if we really think about it, are we that slow that we can think we can get by sometimes even a day without being plugged into the Holy Spirit? The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. But there are foolish Christians who never plug into God's word either. Sometimes, even as a young pastor, yeah, I used to read my Bible, but not as oft as I should have. And they say, well, when you get older, you have a lot of time on your hands, you could do more reading. Nah, if you have a heart for God. And I used to read a lot as going through Bible college as well. I used to always think and hear sermons and things that caused my heart to sort of plug into the Holy Spirit and get charged up. Why do you think we have preaching every week? That's only once. Why do you think we have the Bible studies on Wednesday nights? Are they just for Pastor and Sue and Rick to go, you know, to Kiama and to, you know, bid their time to make something happen for the church? So we've got an extra program going, and ours at the Sweeney's, and then the Friday night ones for I Give Life. Is it just a waste, not waste time, but just to, you know, expend our time so we can keep a little bit momentum in the church? When we're there, we're plugging in to the gospel. We're plugging in to God's word. We're plugging in to God's prophetic. He wants to show us things. He wants to teach us things. But we need the power to do those things that he teaches us. Is this making sense this morning? It's really simple. Really simple. Where on earth, David said, can I go? If I go up into the heavens, you're there. If I go across the oceans, you're there. If I go under the oceans, you're there. If I go into the belly of the earth and even Sheol, you are there. What is that saying to me? What is it saying to you? Man thinks he's got a network, a marvelous network set up where he can go to the planets with a charge, with a bit of power. God said, you can go anywhere without failure. And I am there. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We can plug in to God. This morning I want us to just to have a couple of moments and realize if you've got things in your body that need to be touched by God, and you don't have the faith, you've not had the faith enough to, maybe you have had the faith enough, you thought, but you've been running and running and trying, and your muscles sometimes, you know how that gets? You know, I tried it in the past. I've prayed in the past. I've heard people say it. I've said it. I've tried that in the past. It just seems it doesn't work. But then I repent because I know God doesn't change. I've changed. God's word doesn't change. My words change about God's word. My whole system completely depends on the power of God. In Genesis 1 and 2, it says, God, let us, he said this, let us make man in our image. In our image, let's make them. When he made you and I after his image, a father does not leave their children alone or a baby alone, mom or dad. They do not leave their babies or their children alone. I'm with you always. We are with them always. When God made you and I, he connected up. He made a mechanism in us. What do babies do when they're hungry? Even after they're born, when they come out sometimes, and off they start. Because they're crying out to be plugged in to food, to the. They don't know who mom and dad is yet, sort of. They came from heaven, but they don't know who mom and dad is really until they start seeing things and start recalling things. And over time, things have been done for them and they start to get, yeah. And mom and dad are always there to plug in. And they're there to plug into mom and dad. God made us, men and women, to plug into himself. Our makeup is to cry out from within ourselves, to cry out to Abba, Father, and call upon his name, not just when we have needs, but that's, man, I tell you what, if you don't call on God, I got to say, don't be foolish. So you're expecting God to talk back to you? He does. Helen, did you ever hear God talk back to you? Yes. Sue Ellen, you've heard God talk back to you? Yes. I've heard God talk back to me. Yes. Why? When I was plugged in. And sometimes, even when I forgot to plug in, he came over and plugged me up by giving me a verse that had already been in there. He took a can of fruit out, preserved fruit. Here it is, son. Eat. Don't die. Remember the example of the eagles when they go through that molting stage? They go to a place where they're ready to actually die because they can't, their feathers, they pull their feathers up by the roots, and all of this stuff goes on, and their beaks are no longer of use, and they can't fly, so they go to these places where they actually can die and not eat and die. But the younger ones, the eaglets, not the eaglets, but the ones who have just learned to fly and the other ones that are a bit older, it says that they go and get food and drop parcels of food down. Eat. Eat so you get your strength. Charge up so you get your strength. My words are spirit and they are life. Remember Jesus said that? Remember Jesus said that the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, to zap you of everything you've got so you've got nothing left, including the power to stand on your own 2 feet. But he said, Jesus said right after that in the same verse, I've come that you might have life, zoe, power, the life that God is, the life that God gives through Christ. I come that you might have life and have it to the max. We have to plug in. This morning, I encourage you to plug in to the Holy Spirit. Plug in and get your hearts ready for this week, the things that you're going to be facing, that maybe that you're already facing, that are already on your plate. It's easy. God makes it easy. Don't listen to his words. The devil's a liar. You're not going to make it through this week. You're going to fail again. Your failures are following you. And all these difficulties, you're going to keep on meeting up. Your husband's not going to respond to your prayer. Your wife's not going to respond to his prayer. Your children are going to stay on drugs or they're going to go on drugs. What hope do you have for your kids, the little kids that you've got? Well, you should have a lot of hope. We have to have a lot of hope for our kids. Praise God. And let them be the ones in school where the other kids are dropping off into hell through all these circumstances, to rise up as the light of Almighty God in the midst of their school system and stand up and start praying and speaking the word of God out right when it, just like you guys did for that lady. You weren't expecting her. She was around the corner. She was looking for something, and you were looking for something too. And if they met. Somewhere in your school system, you'll meet people just like that. Somewhere in your work industry, you'll meet people just like that that need you, that need to hear what you've got, that need to see that you've been standing and you should have dropped off a long time ago, but you're standing. To see your marriages, if you're a married couple this morning, that your marriage is standing only because of the grace and the power of God and your commitment, not only to your wife and wife to the husband, but your commitment to your children. If you're single mom, it's your commitment to your children. If you're single dad, a commitment is so important to your children. You're plugging into them power of Almighty God that you're committed to them that will cause commitment to come out of them as well one day. So if I can just encourage you during this week, get in to the charging zone. God already has the Bluetooth. you can read this for a while. You don't have to read the whole Bible every time you sit down or chapter after chapter and say, well, I think I've done enough, God, would you bless me? Sometimes he'll just give you one word. I've read a part of a verse, and man, I am up, ready to do something, man. My whole circumstances have changed. My whole view of something has changed, either toward a person or a circumstance or the church or something. It's changed. God can do that for you. Some of you have already experienced that. But I encourage you today to plug into God. Plug in. Connect up to God. Just like that cell phone. And what I was going to say about this, you can read sometimes even a word and be all charged up. He's got something even better than Bluetooth. Or the cordless, whatever it is, the charging. David said it. No matter where I go, you're there. No matter where you go, he's there. Amen? Praise God. Let's prepare our hearts for this coming couple of weeks when Gerald James is coming. And I keep on saying that. If I can just make a mention too, it's not only because we're going to have another speaker from the outside come. But I encourage the students, I encourage the people who have jobs, I encourage whatever walks of life you have, why don't you start encouraging people to come to church? Why don't you invite people or encourage them to go to a Bible study to maybe sort of set them in pace because they have needs? We're not anti, and there's been some preaching about not wanting just to build a church inside here, but we need to go outside. That's true. But we need to have this gathering grow as well, because there are people that can get saved in this church as well, can be exposed to the Holy Spirit and the Scriptures to give their hearts over to Jesus Christ. Are you listening? It's there. So I encourage you, if you invite people to church. Invite your friends, no matter if they live in Sydney. There are people in Africa, these African people that walk miles and miles and miles to get to a meeting. And sometimes they walk days and days and days to get to a meeting. We don't have to do that. Just encouraging you. We have cars, things called cars. We have things called phones that we can use to encourage people to come to these meetings. And it might be that you know someone that needs a healing, or their children needs a healing, their child, or their marriage needs a healing, or whatever they're going through needs a healing. God is about and is doing something even now. But God is about to do something really great during this meeting we're going to have with Gerald James. Keep him in your prayers. And again, I just encourage you to plug in to what God has. How cute that is. That little baby, not you. I'm just kidding, Michael. Anyways, have some fellowship. If anybody does need some prayer, we'll spend some time with you up in the front here. Otherwise, have a great, powerful week. If you can make it to the meetings, make it. And keep on praying. In Jesus' name.